Welcome to Podcasting Tips and Tricks with Lyndall Harris, a show sharing quick, actionable tips, tricks, and advice to help you on your podcasting journey. Welcome to the very first episode of Podcasting Tips and Tricks. I am your host, Lyndall Harris, and I am super excited to finally get this podcast launched. It has been a long time in the making, but I do have a bit of a backstory as to why I haven't released it until now. And so today's intro episode is just going to be a little bit about my story, a little bit about me and how I got into the podcasting industry, why I'm launching a podcast now, and also framing what to expect from the show in future episodes. So a little bit about me. My corporate career is more around training, project management roles, admin roles. And in 2012, I was made redundant, which provided me with a great opportunity for me to start my own business. And I decided that the virtual assistant style of business would really work well for me to use my varied skill set and start something that I love to do. After a few years of doing my virtual assistant work and helping people mainly in their content marketing and their email marketing, I was working with a client who created and launched the first podcasting conference here in Australia. And it made me realize that at that time, nobody had really niched in the VA space to help podcasters with all the bits and pieces that need to be done to do a podcast. And if you already have a podcast, then you understand that there are quite a lot of elements that go together to publish a consistent episode. So back then, I did help a couple of my clients launch podcasts and I helped maintain their podcasts, and it made me realize that because nobody was doing it in that space, there was a real opportunity to niche into that. So after many conversations with my business bestie, I ripped the Band-Aid off and I niched into just offering podcast support. And at that time, it just happened to sort of coincide with the fact that my husband was diagnosed in 2016 with terminal pancreatic cancer. I knew for me that I needed to build a business that was scalable and sustainable so that I didn't have to go back and get a job, and that I could be there to care for him and also care for my kids, and then also just allow us the space to process what was going on with his health. So yeah, I niched, I built a team, I created a business built on packages of podcast support, and that is what is now known today as Podcast VA. So that's how I work in the podcasting industry, and I just love being able to help people. Like, some of my clients don't have the time to do the certain elements of podcasting, and others don't have the technical know-how and they don't want to learn it. So it's kind of a really nice space to be in, to be able to help people get their message out there, even if they don't have the skill set to do that. So why a podcast now? I get that I'm a little bit late to the game because podcasting has been around for a long time and there are a lot of podcasts about podcasting. But for me personally, it is a project that I did start a couple of years ago, but I just couldn't commit to the consistency and I didn't want to release a podcast and then suffer from pod fade. After my husband's diagnosis, I knew that I would need to be there to provide care for him, and I also knew that because it was terminal, I needed to be there for my kids, and I also needed to not push myself through the stages of grief that I had to go through. So launching a podcast, launching my training, and really pushing myself too hard back then was not an option. Unfortunately, Simon did pass away last year. And we've had a massive year just trying to readjust, the kids and I. And my focus in that year was really meeting my client expectations and deadlines, being there for my team, but really taking a step back from my business so that I could be really present for my own grief and also for my children. Fast forward to now, and here we are launching the show, which is really exciting. Now, a little bit about the show and how it's going to move forward. I realise, as I've said, there's a lot of podcasts about podcasting and not everyone's going to appeal to everybody. So for me, this podcast is very much a funnel into my business, into my podcast VA side of things, offering the done-for-you services, into my podcast launch success training, which helps people launch and create their podcasts. So it's going to be short solo episodes about the 10-minute mark that gives you tips and actionable steps. And also, I will be bringing in some interviews because I want to provide value for you by doing interviews, whether they be case studies with people who have launched a podcast and how they're using it in their business, what they've got from it, but also interviews with people that can give you tips on your podcast and how to improve it. So we've lined up to talk about SEO for podcasts. I've got other guests lined up on repurposing your content, on branding your podcast and why it's important to ensure that your brand sort of goes across your business. This show really is probably aimed at the small business owner who wants to podcast, but I'm sure that the tips and tricks and information that we share in the show is something that you can use across all podcasts, whether they're for your business or whether they're passion projects. Thank you so much for tuning in to this first episode. I look forward to delivering you some great audio content with some actionable tips, tricks, and information on how you can improve your show. And if you have any topics that you'd like me to cover, head over to my website, podcastva.com, and send me an inquiry through there, and I'll work it into the schedule. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, make sure you subscribe in your podcatcher so you don't miss an episode. And whilst you're there, I'd love it if you'd leave me a rating and review to help other podcasters.